This week's parsha contains quite a number of peculiar, surprising things. One of the things I always found most surprising in this week's parsha is one particular Rashi. When Rachel finally, long last, after so many years, so many trials and tribulations, finally has a baby, Vatarvat Helad Bain, Vatomer, Asaf Elokim Escherpasi. Hashem has taken away my cherpa, my humiliation, my embarrassment. And Rashi says, Al Pipshuto, he says that she never had a baby, right? This was a terrible chera. Everyone else had a baby. She was feeling inadequate. She was feeling embarrassed. That's obviously Pshuto Shal Mikra, right? The cherpa was that she was infertile for all these years. But then Rashi quotes an Agada. Rashi quotes an Agada. Calls man she'en li shabein ein lab milit lo serchona mishayesh labein tola tolabo mishavar klizet bincha mi achalteinim elu bincha. That what is the cherpa? Until a woman has a baby, she has no one to blame for everything she does wrong. Once she has a baby, there's no more, it's okay. Once he has a baby, there's no more cherpa. Meaning, who ate these figs? Ah, now she's embarrassed. She ate the figs. When she has a baby, she say, oh, your son ate them, right? Who broke these dishes? She's embarrassed. Ah, who broke the dishes? Now that she has a son, she can blame the dishes on the baby, right? So it's just, this Rashi always bothered me. Like, really? This is like a Safla Kemis Kharpa. See, who are you going to blame for break? She's washing the dishes. She breaks a plate. Oh, that was the Kharpa. A whole life, you worry about this Kharpa. Finally, now she has a baby. When he grows up a little more, she can blame, you know, when he gets to be a toddler, she can blame him for breaking the plate. It just seems so out of place, so disproportionate that we're dealing with, like, you know, you ever deal with women who struggle with infertility, and, you know, it's bad enough to be married for so many years. Think of how many kids have been born. You know, it's got to be a lot of years and not having a baby. Not to mention the fact that, you know, nowadays no one's in quite that bad a situation where their sister is also a wife and is having baby after baby, etc. You know, like, that's real suffering. And this, who to blame for eating the extra snack bag or for breaking a cup while you're washing dishes? It just seems like it doesn't belong in such important things and such deep feelings that are going on in her life. It just seems very small. And I thought maybe you could say, very few people deal with this, but maybe give our own twist, that maybe Chazal are trying to teach us here a lesson in sensitivity. The truth is what? Rachel's cherpa, her biggest problem in life is that she once broke a dish and had no one else to blame it on? Give me a break. Like, no one really cares about that. We all know that's not a big deal. And if she did break a dish, that's the end of the world. Maybe what I'm saying is this. No, obviously it's not a big deal. Obviously for anyone else, it's not necessarily a big deal. If you break a dish, you don't break a dish. But here's Rachel. She's walking around with this baggage. She's walking around with this tremendous suffering her whole life. What happens if all of a sudden she breaks a dish? If you or I broke a dish, what's the big deal? Someone said, who broke the dish? I broke the dish. I made a mistake. It's not the end of the world. You know, I have no one else to blame it. I have someone. Who cares? It's not a big deal, right? If I would ask you, who broke that dish? You would say, you broke the dish. That's life. You know, you're a little clumsy. It happens. You're only a human being. All of a sudden, she's like, whoa, someone else who broke the dish, they can blame it on their son. I break the dish. I can't blame it on their son. Not that she really cares about breaking the dish, but all of a sudden, it just brings up all the pain that someone else has kids and she doesn't have kids. Even a seemingly insignificant, irrelevant issue like a dish breaking or someone eating an extra fig, which is no big deal and is no big deal for me, no big deal for you, and should be no big deal for her logically, all of a sudden makes her think, well, if I had a kid, no one would ask where all the figs went because, oh, my beloved kid, the wonderful, cute kid, give him as many figs as he wants, and I don't have a kid. And it's just, you know, there's this sensitivity. A cherpa is not only the terrible thing, the suffering someone walks around with, that's a cherpa, but sometimes even the little thing, a fig and a dish and a nothingness, is also a cherpa, because the person's suffering inside, and every little thing can just touch on that raw nerve of that suffering. And maybe that's what Chazal are pointing out here. It's the truth is that it's a big chumrah. You realize this is such a tremendous chumrah and ben anun l'chaveiro and sensitivity, but it's really true. you never know what's going on with other people. You don't know what suffering they're carrying around, or sometimes you do know what suffering you're carrying around, but you don't realize when you're going to press that button and touch that raw nerve. You know, we walk around, you know, you criticize someone for the fig, you criticize someone for the dish, and you're like, what's the big deal? I can handle criticism of a fig. I can handle breaking a dish. So why do they feel, you know, they're not going to feel so bad just because I blame them for breaking a dish. And maybe not, but you don't know what else is going on with them and what you're touching on. And, you know, you criticize someone for what they do. You don't know what their shalom bayis situation is at home and how that ties in and how it's going to make them feel bad and how it's going to make them give up in their whole life. Like, you never know what pain someone's walking around with and what you could criticize about them that would touch that nerve. And maybe Chazal are, it's a tremendous chumrah, but maybe Chazal are trying to be machmir her, trying to be more rames this chumrah, that you really have to be sensitive. That the way you deal with other people, even things that seem harmless and no big deal, and you wouldn't mind if someone said to you, you don't know what someone's walking around with, you don't know how you can make them feel, and always be very, very careful when you're criticizing or pointing things out about other people. Just try to always do it in a constructive way and try not to do it in any way that could, chas v'shalom, cause them any pain, and something that you consider harmless could be a cherpa. Shabbat shalom. Oh, hold on. Step